In this recording, I'll guide you into a deep state of relaxation. So never listen to this while you're driving or while you're doing anything else that needs your attention. Listen in a quiet place using headphones, turn off your phone and get rid of other distractions, and then give yourself time to fully relax and absorb yourself in this pleasant experience of learning. If anything happens that needs your attention, you'll immediately feel alert, wide awake and able to deal with whatever you need to. And each time that you listen to this recording, you'll find yourself relaxing faster and easier and gaining more and more valuable insights. Begin now with your eyes open and take three long, slow, deep breaths in and out.
You may find it useful to quieten your mind now and allow your thoughts to drift, relaxing deeply on a cloud and easily. Perhaps almost like a pleasant daydream.
And on the third breath, as you breathe out,
your mind
just allow your eyes to close,
finding it easier to relax,
and you allow your breathing to return to normal.
Your body relaxes.
Consider old things. And as you breathe out next time,
your mind relaxes.
You can let your shoulders relax,
beginning to wonder, just enjoying this time.
And the next time that you breathe out,
wondering what you might learn.
Let go of any tension that you've been holding.
Open your mind. It's easy to relax
more fully now. Next time that you breathe out, just let your arms and legs go floppy, as if they were made out of elastic bands.
As your mind relaxes, engage your whole being.
And now for the rest of this recording,
easily.
If any thoughts pop into your mind, you can just ignore them. They'll still be there for
you later. Easy to relax, opening your mind.
And it's not necessary to listen to the words I say. You can simply focus on the sound of my voice.
Relaxing deeply.
We can let your mind wander wherever it wants to go.
Comfortably.
There's no wrong way to do this. It's always right.
Easier to relax than you thought.
And even if you're not consciously listening to the words
I
say, that's okay.
Your mind
relaxing. Because there is a part of your mind that will continue to listen.
Enjoying this.
Will hear everything that you need to hear.
Time.
And you'll absorb the parts that are important to you and simply ignore the rest. As your body is becoming more relaxed now with each and every breath that you take, your mind is becoming more open, more relaxed in your body and more open in your mind, and you can begin to consider things in new and interesting ways. And in the past you may have wondered about certain things and perhaps asked yourself some questions, and it's in this state of focused attention that your subconscious mind will begin to make the answers to those questions available to you. And as you begin to pay attention to that subtle, quiet voice that's always been inside of you, you can begin to trust yourself more. And you'll find that your inner strength is growing, more secure in the knowledge that you already have the answers that you seek. And even if those answers don't always make sense immediately, you'll begin to trust that there is always a nugget of wisdom or a hidden message in there. It seems that there are always messages around us if we just take time to look for them. And I remember one time asking a question from an old mentor of mine, a question about something I'd been struggling with. And he went quiet for a moment, deep in thought. And I noticed a kind of twinkle in his eye that I took for wisdom. And he told me that the answer was in a story that was told to him a long time ago by someone who he considered to be his greatest advisor of all, who said that every river begins its journey as a stream, a trickle of water barely strong enough to move a twig from its path. And every stream has a purpose to become a river, and every river has a purpose to reach the sea. Even though the sea may only be a distant vision, hundreds of miles away, a vision both unseen and unseeable, perhaps more of a dream than a vision, the stream sets off on its journey. And with every twig that it moves from its path, it becomes stronger. And with every obstacle overcome, and with time, the stream becomes wiser. The stream is now becoming a river. Never in a hurry, because the river knows that all it has to do is to keep moving, to keep flowing, and to keep moving twigs and other things from its path, and it will reach its destination. And the river comes across stones, and it's wise enough to know which ones it can move and which ones it should avoid for now, to go over them or under them. But the river never quits. And even when it decides to go around a particular rock, it never gives up, constantly wearing away at it and smoothing away the jagged edges and each moment the river becoming stronger until eventually it becomes powerful enough to move the rock with no more effort than it used to take to move a twig, because it becomes more powerful as it goes. The only fuel it has is its purpose, its only guidance being the vision of reaching the sea, never blaming the rocks or the hills for its difficulties, simply believing and never doubting, and its success is guaranteed. And as the river becomes stronger, things that were once immovable objects are now carried easily out of the way, and large rocks are smashed into pieces with force, or whittled away over time to become grains of sand, nothing more than minor irritants on the journey to success. That tiny trickle fulfilling its destiny of becoming a powerful river and ultimately reaching the sea. There was never any doubt, never any questioning, just a strength of purpose and a willingness to take action and finding the pleasure in simply being and growing. So right now it's time for you to become more like that river and to begin your journey of becoming more powerful than you currently know or give yourself credit for. It's time to take control right now. Begin by imagining yourself walking down a corridor with a comfortable, easy feeling growing inside you now, your curiosity growing with each step that you take and wondering about the doors that lead from the corridor. And it's fun to engage your imagination, wondering what's behind each door and what happens in these rooms. And you begin to notice little details that had previously remained hidden. And with each passing moment, it becomes easier and more fulfilling to imagine new and different possibilities. Now begin to notice one door in particular further along the corridor, a door that somehow just seems to stand out to you. It begins to stand out even more when you realise that there are three words written above the door on a kind of sign. And you can immediately pick out the first word because it's your name. And as you move closer, you see that the other words are control and room. And you realise that this is your control room, the place where things happen, where changes begin, the place where you can really choose your own destiny. And you can begin to wonder about that too. And as you move closer to the door, you notice there's a little glass panel in it, and you excitedly move closer to take a look at what's inside. And as you approach the door, you notice the room looks very modern, very purposeful and very inviting. And you notice there's something large in the room that looks like some kind of computer or machine. And it has lots of dials on it and a few lights, and it reminds you of something very useful. And it feels safe and natural to enter the room and to take a look around. So turning the handle, you open the door and go inside. And the first thing that you notice is the temperature. It's perfect. The room has exactly the right amount of light. And you notice too a very slight hum, as if something very powerful is happening in the background. And although you may not remember when, you've been here before. And the room feels very inviting and very welcoming. Sort of like you're supposed to be here right now. And the computer or machine or whatever it is grabs your attention as you move closer to it. And you notice that it's exactly like you'd imagined. It has banks of dials and lights organised in rows or some other kind of pattern. And you realise that you are looking at the control panel for your life. And as you begin to read the labels, there's one that jumps out at you. It's got the word anxiety written underneath it, and there's a dial. And the dial goes from 0 to 10, and you realise the dial is showing how much anxiety there is in your life right now. So take a look at that dial and notice where it's set. And suddenly things become very clear. And I don't know if you're realising for the first time, or if you're discovering again with more clarity, that you can become more calm and confident and have more peace of mind just by choosing to, just by wanting to, and just by moving that dial. So go ahead, turn that dial down now just by one number, and as you do, notice how it feels. Notice how your thoughts are beginning to change. Become aware there are always new ways to look at old information, and those subtle sensations that are growing and changing within you now show that your level of focus is becoming stronger. And perhaps it's like a light bulb coming on for you, the realization that it really is this simple. It really is this simple to turn down your anxiety and to concentrate on the things that you need to do and the things that you want to do, and to put distractions out of your mind. So now that you're feeling more empowered, if it feels appropriate, you can turn that dial down even further. Because sometimes a small change can be better and more longer lasting than a big change. And sometimes big changes can really help you to move forward with your life quickly, to begin to live your life in the way that you've always known that you can. And know now that it is not possible to turn the dial down too much, because if the change feels too big, you can simply turn it back up a little. So go ahead, experiment with that dial. Turn it down as far as feels good and feels right, because you already know what you need in your life to make it work even better and to move forward. And as you gaze at the other labels, you spot one that says confidence, and another that says peace of mind, and one that says focus, and another that says satisfaction. And there are many other dials, and you realise for the first time perhaps that in this place you have choices. You have choice and control in every part of your life. And in areas of your life where you previously felt disempowered or powerless, you now feel strong and powerful. And as soon as you decide to make a change and adjust the dial, you've immediately taken back control of your life. You are the owner of your life. Your confidence is growing now. Your confidence in yourself and in your ability to always know what to do. Your confidence that as you go through life and face new challenges, that you will overcome them. You will learn the skills that you need at the right time. You may not always know the answer, but you can and you will always find the answer.
And don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive.
You have belief in yourself that you will continue to develop and grow. And you believe in your ability to continue to become even more successful. In a moment, I'll give you some silence to change any of the dials that will help you to rebalance your life and to give you what you need in your life right now in order to live it in the way that you want to. Some of the dials have labels above them, and you'll easily notice which ones you can change to have the biggest positive effect. And some dials may not have a label, and that's okay, because you can change them anyway. And some may need turning up and some may need turning down. Just use your intuition. And if you're unsure, you can always return the dial back to where it was originally. So go ahead and spend a few moments now making whatever changes you want to make in order to bring your life back into the perfect balance. And next time that you hear my voice, it will be almost time to return to full wakefulness and awareness. It doesn't matter if at that time you hadn't completed experimenting with the dials. You can simply return to this place any time that you want to, just by listening to this recording, or by visiting this place in your imagination. And if you find that you've finished before you next hear my voice, you can spend a few moments simply relaxing and enjoying this time for you. And now would be a good time to spend a few moments imagining your life working so well now that you've made these changes. Imagining in what ways it will be different. how the future is going to be better, bigger, brighter and more compelling, and how you will be different, more empowered, more enlightened and wiser than you've ever been before, excited for the future, for your future, and knowing that you're growing now and loving the idea that you are moving closer to your ideal life. Because like that river doesn't stop just because it reaches the sea, you will continue to grow. And perhaps none of us ever reach our full potential, because your potential truly is unlimited. And it's great to know that every day, in every way, you are moving closer and closer to the life that you want.
You know enough.
The life that you deserve, and the life that you have chosen.
You're ready now.
The life that you will have. And all of these thoughts and suggestions will now go deep into your subconscious mind. Thoughts and suggestions to empower you and ideas for your betterment. And all of these thoughts, suggestions and ideas will now become true for you and can never be undone. Not because I say they'll become true, but because you know they're beneficial to you and because you've chosen them for yourself. So in a moment I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and when I get to 5, you'll immediately feel wide awake, energised and looking forward to the rest of your day and the rest of your life. And you'll feel like you've had an amazing night's sleep. But this kind of experience isn't sleep. So next time that you do sleep, you'll find that you sleep better than you have done for a long time. A peaceful, restful sleep. And when you awake at the appropriate moment, you'll once again find yourself waking full of positive energy with a new level of vibrancy and optimism. So 1, every muscle, cell and fibre of your entire body becoming less and less relaxed now. And 2, a wave of powerful and uplifting energy building and flowing through your entire body. And 3, take a deep breath in now. That deep breath invigorating the whole of your body, with your stomach feeling relaxed, your chest feeling open and relaxed, and your shoulders feeling like they've had a wonderful massage. And 4, your eyes feeling bright, just like they've been bathed in a cool mountain spring. And 5, eyes open, wide awake. Feeling amazing in every way. Feeling amazing in every way.